I would be remiss on this Stewardship Sunday if I didn't give a heartfelt thanks for the time and talent everyone in our music program gives to this congregation. Thank you very much. Our second epistle reading also is from the Apostle Paul, from 2 Corinthians 9. It begins a little strangely with the words, "The point is this." Kind of a tough place to begin. The point of what? Well, he's just been talking about taking a special collection among the church in Corinth to help those desperately in need in Jerusalem. So he continues. "The point is this. The one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others. While they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that God has given to you, thanks be to God for God's indescribable gift." May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. Amen. Sometimes I wonder if there's anything new to say about good stewardship. Maybe there isn't. And maybe that's okay. It's one of those topics that comes up each and every year. And preachers throughout the country, usually in the fall as churches are preparing their budgets for next year, will struggle with how to be clever in a way that will motivate their congregations to be generous in the giving of their time and talents and financial resources. And the Presbyterian twist on good stewardship tends to emphasize our response to God's abundant grace to us and to tone down trying to put a guilt trip on anyone. But this morning, instead of getting into a big theological discussion on stewardship based on the biblical principle and concept of reaping what we sow, I want to make just three quick points. First, being a generous person is actually an important foundational spiritual discipline and practice. Generosity is a choice. And it can become a way of life. And as with any spiritual discipline, its purpose is to not only live according to the values taught and modeled by Jesus, but also as a means to draw us closer to God. So when we give of ourselves, and I'm referring as much or more so to our time and our abilities and talents as I am to our financial resources, we often do experience the very real sense of God's presence working in and through our lives and through this congregation. That's why volunteerism, which is very high among the members of this congregation in all of its aspects of our lives, is actually a form of spiritual growth. So I encourage you to volunteer. And this is related to the second point that I want to make about good stewardship. Our stewardship conversation should not begin with the church's need to receive, but rather with each of our individual need to give. Yes, the church needs your generous giving in order to fulfill our mission and ministry. And the proposed budget for next year is a reflection of our mission and ministry priorities, making it, therefore, the budget a spiritual document in and of itself of what we hope to accomplish in the year ahead to further the realm of God in our midst. But saying that, whether we're talking about church or not, there is an innate human need to give and to contribute to the well-being of the whole. For it is in giving that we reflect our care and our compassion for people and needs around us. And this rightly shifts the primary emphasis of stewardship away from simple fundraising once a year in order to meet a proposed budget for next year to an act of conscious and joyous and disciplined generosity. And perhaps you've noticed that during our offering each Sunday, it does not state in the worship bulletin, "We will now collect this morning tithes and offerings." Instead, there is theological intentionality behind what it does state. In gratitude to God, let us now receive our morning tithes and offerings. Do you hear the difference? In the first, there is the act of the church taking and collecting. Something is pulled away in order to benefit the church. In the second understanding, the church receives and embraces a gift from those who freely give it. And all this is done in and through our gratitude to God. So again, generosity can become a way of life. And the third point I want to make this morning is that the theology of good stewardship is the church's antidote to some of the greatest temptations of our age: materialism, consumerism, and acquisition. The Apostle Paul writes in his second letter to the church in Corinth, "And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work." Do we believe that? This should prod each of us to ask of ourselves, do I really have enough so that I can share abundantly? And this in turn helps us to differentiate between what we truly need in life and that which we simply want. Which leads back to that age-old question, how much is enough? Well, I don't know about you and your home, but when I look around my house, I realize that I have acquired more than enough. Sometimes much more. What could have been accomplished? Who could have been ministered to if just a bit more of the resources of all of our time and talent and financial resources had been redirected away from ourselves? Sharing abundantly, then, as an act of good stewardship, is indeed a spiritual discipline and practice, both in how we respond to the goodness of God and to the call to minister to others, and that includes ministering to each other. And it reminds us of our need to give and to contribute and to be a generous people. And it acts as a corrective to the temptation to acquire more stuff simply because we can. May sharing abundantly of our time and talents and abilities and financial resources continue to be an intentional way of life for each of us. And may God bless all that we have.